Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The shortstop, Jorge Polanco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jason Castro. Batting ninth. The DH, Robbie Grossman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bartolo Colon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The left fielder, Austin Jackson. Batting third. The second baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The DH, Edwin Encarnacion. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Bruce. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jason Kipnis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Giovanni Urshela. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Josh Tomlin. And now, play ball. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dozier hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Dozier reaches second base with a double. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops it up and throws to first, with Tomlin covering, for the out. Dozier moves to third. One out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dozier scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rosario hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Escobar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kipnis, who is chasing the ball. Escobar reaches third base with a triple. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kepler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lindor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Rosario. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Lindor moves to third. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Encarnacion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lindor scores. Ramirez scores. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Jay Bruce batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mauer scoops it up and throws to first, with Dozier covering, for the out. Encarnacion moves to second. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. the Twins will come to bat. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buxton hits a line drive into right field. Bruce settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Castro strikes out. Two outs. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossman hits a line drive into center field. Kipnis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Duffy now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kipnis strikes out. One out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Urshela hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lindor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a fly ball into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dozier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dozier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dozier moves to third. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Polanco is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tomlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Mauer moves to second. One out. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rosario is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosario hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Rosario reaches second base with a double. Dozier scores. Mauer scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Escobar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Escobar hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kepler hits a fly ball into center field. Kipnis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Encarnacion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Encarnacion hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ramirez moves to third. Encarnacion moves to second. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. There goes Encarnacion trying to get to home. Kepler throws the ball into Castro, who tags Encarnacion, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Buddy Boucher's now pitching. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boucher's fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce moves to second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruce moves to third. 2 outs. Dylan G now pitching. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 0 for 1 in the game. Buxton strikes out. 1 out. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robbie Grossman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grossman is 0 for 1 in the game. Grossman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Castro moves to second. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dozier hits a fly ball into center field. Kipnis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castro moves to third. 2 outs. Tyler Olson now pitching. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Grossman moves to second. Jorge Polanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Polanco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Urshela is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Urshela hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lindor strikes out. 2 outs. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosario is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosario hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bruce. Rosario reaches second base with a double. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kepler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Encarnacion is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Encarnacion strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bruce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bruce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabriel Moya now pitching. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a line drive into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Clevinger now pitching. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 0-for-2 in the game. Buxton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buxton. The throw from Perez and he is safe. Buxton steals second. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castro strikes out. 1 out. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grossman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grossman hits a fly ball into center field. Kipnis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buxton moves to third. 2 outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dozier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-2 in the game. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Buznitz now pitching. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Kipnis moves to second. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Urshela is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Urshela hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kipnis moves to third. 1 out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lindor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kipnis tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Andrew Miller now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Polanco strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosario hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Escobar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rosario moves to third. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kepler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Pressly now pitching. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Encarnacion is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Encarnacion hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Taylor Rogers now pitching. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bruce is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bruce strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Shaw now pitching. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buxton strikes out. Perez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buxton out. 1 out. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nico Goodrum pinch runs for Jason Castro. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grossman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodrum moves to third. Zach Granite pinch runs for Robbie Grossman. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dozier hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Urshela fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Polanco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Jimenez now catching. Trevor Hildenberger now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Yandy Diaz pinch hits for Roberto Perez. Yandy Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Francisco Mejia pinch hits for Giovanni Urshela. Francisco Mejia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mejia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maurer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mejia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Yandy Diaz now playing third base. Francisco Mejia now catching. Craig Breslow now pitching. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosario is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosario strikes out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Escobar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Escobar hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kepler is 0-for-4 in the game. Kepler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bruce. Kepler reaches second base with a double. Zach McAllister now pitching. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buxton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buxton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kepler scores. It's 8-6, Twins. Chris Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Kipnis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Belisle now pitching. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Austin Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.